Bobbitt. Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, January the 24th. Happy to be with you. To be perfectly blunt, after traversing those highways out there, I'm happy to be anywhere, safe and sound. I'm really happy to be here. This is it's a fantastic morning. It's a great morning for you to be stuck right where you are. Mm-hmm. So since you've got nothing better to do, spend the next couple of hours with yours truly, Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor, 780 years of experience at your service, and bringing all that to you this morning. Momentarily, we're going to give you the access, how you join us. If you've got comments, concerns, or questions, we want to take your phone calls and your emails. But before we do that, we want to introduce our special guest in the studio, Mr. Scott Barr.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing just great.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've graced our microphones.
Well, and that's why maybe we got the 8.5 inches out there.
The last time I saw Scott, I said, it'd be a cold day in hell before you'll be on my mic.
Just in case hell does freeze over.
By golly, I didn't want to take the chance.
There it is.
Because, hey, I'm a man of my word.
Yeah, I had to shovel my way out at 6 o'clock this morning. And I'll tell you, as shoveling goes,
yeah,
pretty nice.
Well, you know, and it's not ridiculously cold out there. What are we showing as temperature current? 32 when, yeah, I was 5:30 this morning as
yeah,
I'm heading down.
Yeah, hoodie and a jacket, no gloves.
Not
that's
too
good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. But then again, hey, after all your running career, you're probably, what, most of your nerves are dead anyway.
Exactly.
So, come
exactly.
on, you can't feel stuff. If you would like to join yours truly, Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor, Mr. Scott Barr, our Mr. Everyman, who has the insight into the thought process of
the normal person,
of real Americans, yes. of folks who live real lives.
I think like regular people think.
Like, I'll give you a brief insight into the mind of Scott Barr.
Oh, boy.
Here it is. Are you ready?
I guess I need to be.
First, when I greeted him this morning at the front door of the studio, first thing I'm looking at, and of course, look at it. It's a mess out there. And when I came down from up north, and Dean DeVore said 4 to 6. I think Dean said more. I've been listening to Dan Holzman say 4 to 6. Wrong. Yeah, I got 8 inches on the ground up north easily. It's a mess out there. He comes in. He goes, Scott says, I kicked in my four-wheel drive, took me right out.
It really did.
That's what a real man
you
says.
Bet.
Come on, you want to talk about your four-wheel drive. You want to talk about manly stuff. And then Gunther was asking me to look at paint shades for his accent.
Did he go with the taupe? It's very soothing.
We're just having a little fun at your expense.
What happened?
I was just saying that Scott's a manly man. We were talking about four-wheel drive stuff.
I'm driving a 1995 pickup truck with rust. That's a manly man.
You
guys
what?
Buy a new pickup truck and you don't even get any dirt on it. I have a pickup truck. Look at me. It's a 2015 that's never seen dirt. Go get a 1995 pickup truck. Driving around the farm, man.
To be a man's man. To be fair.
Also, I couldn't afford a new one.
There you go. Now, and to be totally fair, my truck has seen dirt because you've ridden in it many, many times.
Oh, boy.
No, that was mean. That was mean.
It was mean-spirited.
Wow.
It wasn't
that
just
was
mean. It was mean-spirited.
It was funny, too. Damn it.
I was channeling some of my Democratic friends there. I was being, you know, mean-spirited. Come on.
I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
Are you deeply hurt?
I hope you don't kiss Diane with that mouth. That is horrible.
Dude, you kind of blurred the line there just a little bit with that one.
Good. I meant to.
Thank you so much. Lovely seeing you.
Yes. The door hit me where?
Lovely seeing you leave. Goodness. The Tasmanian devil's got nothing on this guy.
It's been a while since I've been here, and that hasn't changed.
Well, hey, if it ain't broke,
you know,
come on. If
30 years, right, for him?
30-plus years, 30. Exactly.
Wow.
And you know what? I've been listening to Gunther for probably all of his 30 years because I've been in the Valley working at the very least. I lived in the Valley until my daughter was born 26 years ago, so 27 years ago I lived in the Valley, but I've been working in the Valley forever. So I think he's way better now than he was 20 years ago.
Oh, you know, I've been doing I do some sports broadcasting on RCN,
yep.
Just kind of part-time. This is my 30th season of doing that.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, and I just, on YouTube, there's some very old broadcasts. I'm like, I can't believe I used to do it like that. So, yeah, you have to get better, right?
Well, that's
the theory. Don't
you? That is absolutely the theory. 30 years. Good for you.
30th season, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So in junior high school, they let you broadcast. That's
It wasn't
nice.
Too long after that.
That's very... All right, let's not gild the lily.
It was my first fall after college.
Very
yeah,
nice.
84. Yeah.
So your oldest son's been out of school how long?
He got out of graduate school after last year's baseball season.
Yeah. So what's he doing? Is he broadcasting anywhere? Does he have his own show anyplace?
The kid knows how to win, right? He has a full-time faculty position as a math teacher. In a high school.
Nice.
Yeah, he got an interview on a Tuesday, got the job offer on a Thursday, and took it on the Friday, and that was it. He's all set as a math teacher.
Just so that everyone's aware, in the interest of full disclosure, mm-hmm. Scott and I are friends.
Yes.
So when we talk about family, we're talking about kids that I not only know, but I really like.
He's a good kid. Yeah.
Oh, he's a good. He's and on about 20 different levels.
Yeah, I have about 20 different levels.
He's just one of those young men that you meet. You want all that good stuff to happen to because he deserves it. He deserves it. And by the way, he's got a national championship in his back pocket, so that's not a bad thing either. But God bless him. But that's not. And we're talking about John, your oldest.
Yes.
You had a daughter have a birthday this week.
Yes.
Big time birthday.
Yes.
18.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if I were you, we're, as many of you know, we're 67 stories up in the Clear Channel Tower here.
I'm sorry, renamed.
It's the iHeartMedia's jam. It's the iHeartMedia Tower here at MacArthur Road and 22. So if you're coming through, you won't be able to see the peak, not this morning, not with the weather. But if I were you, I'd just open a window, throw yourself out. Because, oh, my God.
Mm.
First of all, she's gorgeous beyond belief.
Both my daughters are stunning. But they both had birthdays within the last 3 weeks.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're 50 weeks apart. So their birthdays are 2 weeks apart.
There's all kinds of jokes there. I'm not touching any of them because I don't want Melissa to punch the crap out of me.
Well, I would take the fall for that one.
You would?
Absolutely. Stop it.
As any good wife would. It's her husband's fault.
they're beautiful and dramatic
and fun,
emotional
and
fun,
bright and charming,
challenging. And
yes, I was. I'm back to throw yourself out the window.
You know, in very good ways, though. You know, we have. I always come to the dinner table with a discussion item that I want them to think about. You know, what do you think of the whole Tom Brady thing? What do you think of the whole Obamacare thing? What do you think? You know, what about this ISIS? What should we be doing about it? And they've gotten very insightful and very mature
think. Everybody should have an opinion on those things. Like ISIS, I have an opinion. Cream cheese. I like the cream cheese because, you know, some of that stuff is what?
See, that was their answer when they were 13.
All right. That's a little hurtful. Now I'm like Gunther. Gunther, I'm upset too. No, what? I'm going to be upset in about 2.5 hours when I try to go up my driveway. Oh, it's going to be I'm just going to park. It's only 1,000 feet straight up. It'll be fine.
But you have daughters too, and you know.
Oh, yeah, I have considered throwing myself out the 67-story window many, many times.
Well, I have the boys on the ends. I have John, of course, is 24. Jackson is 8.5.
We've often made comments about that. And some people think his name should have been Oops.
Wrong. The boys are the cakewalk. The girls are the headline. I mean, they're the ones that you're going to read about me for. Absolutely.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I don't know. The math teacher interview, take it, start on Friday. This is good stuff.
That's good.
That's a headline.
Yeah.
That's a headline.
Yeah.
Speaking of headlines, please join us. 610-720-70.
All right.
We'll try that again. 610-720-7900. I've only had 4 coffees this morning. I'm a little light.
A little shy.
I'm a little light. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. We'll accept your emails, or you can log on to morethanmoneyonline.com. If you go to our website, you can listen live from anywhere that you have internet in this world, which, by the way, makes us literally a radio show that goes coast to coast.
Worldwide.
Yeah, we used to be, you know what? I'm not going to help anybody from France, so I'm not going to claim that. And if you call me from like Montreal and go, hey, Jean, how's the question? I don't know French. I'm not helping. My Spanish is really rusty. Forget about it.
Can you do an Irish guy?
Me lad, of course I can't. Don't you be so ridiculous. But I used to claim coast to coast, Delaware River to the Susquehanna. Exactly. But now we're coast to coast because we have listeners, lots of listeners in Florida, tons of listeners in Florida because we have a lot of snowbirds and they're kind enough to listen. That's very, very kind of them. Lots of folks in New England.
My manager threatened to listen from D.C. today.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
From the nation's capital.
We'll see if he's still your manager on Monday, or actually, we'll see if you're still his employee.
I'm seeing him on Tuesday. We'll hope I'm still welcome.
We'll see. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Hit the Listen Live button, upper right-hand corner. You get to listen, or hit the Ask Gene button and send me an email. We actually have one already. This one has a lot of moving parts, but I'm going to give you the basics because the basics are very, very interesting. A gentleman writes on behalf of his in-laws. And the question is about reverse mortgages. They have a primary residence with a very substantial value. They have a rental, not a rental, a vacation property at the shore. Again, very substantial value. They have a mortgage on the rent, on the vacation. Why do I keep saying rental?
Do they rent it out?
No, never. They have a mortgage on the vacation home and a very, very, very modest mortgage on their primary home. The house that they currently call residence is up for sale, but it hasn't sold yet. And it's been a long time, so they're kind of cash flow-wise, they're kind of getting into a crunch. So the question is, would a reverse mortgage be a good idea? It's an interesting question.
Now, the way I understand reverse mortgage from the advertisements I hear on the radio.
Go ahead.
They allow you to take cash out of your existing home, but still live in the home. And that's kind of all I think I know. You have to meet certain criteria.
Yes.
Do they meet those criteria?
Yes.
Okay. And that's a good question. Would it be a good idea for them?
Okay. Here's and just kind of set the stage for everybody else out there listening. In order to have a reverse mortgage, you must A, be 62 years of age or older. Basic. Own a home. That's basic.
There you go.
Now that's just important because not just real estate. Because a lot of folks own real estate, but it may not be their residence.
Gotcha. Piece of land here.
Piece of land, a rental, a vacation home.
Vacation home.
Doesn't count.
I can't take a reverse mortgage on my vacation home.
You can take a reverse mortgage. The restriction is it must be your primary residence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very interesting. And, of course, very important to this question.
Clearly.
So, 62 or older, primary residence, real estate. You must have the capacity to remain in your home. Because if you're out of your home for any reason, more than a year, the mortgage comes due. So if, for example, you came to me and said, hey, my uncle is looking for a reverse mortgage because he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and he needs to go into a facility and be cared for, not going to work.
This couple doesn't have the capacity to live there because they're going to sell it.
They're selling it. It sounds as if they're going to move to their shore home.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. I'm reading between
sure.
the lines.
Okay.
But let's say that. So getting a reverse mortgage on their current home, even though there are no mortgage payments, my apologies. Let's go back to the basics of reverse mortgage. Let's say my home is worth $400,000. Let's say I get a reverse mortgage for $200,000. The very next month, it is a mortgage. My mortgage payment is then how much?
$200,000.
That's my balance. But what's my mortgage payment? What do I owe the mortgage company once I take out my reverse mortgage?
You owe the mortgage company the payment on the $200,000 that you borrowed.
Actually, no. It's a reverse mortgage. You owe zero.
You still owe zero. So you don't owe anything.
You are never required to make a payment until you leave the home.
There. So they have their, okay, I'm following you now.
Now, one of the things that's a little confusing to folks, hey, I went to the reverse mortgage folks, and by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, AFC Reverse Mortgage, founded by John Chrysa, now run by his son. His son John, fantastic young man. I am not in any way, shape, or form objective. I'm not even-handed. I have not done due diligence on 25 reverse mortgage companies and found them to be the best. I just love these guys. So AFC Reverse, John Chrysa, before his passing, educated me. I'm sure things are very different now. I'm sure they are. But bottom line is, I strongly encourage anybody who's thinking about these kind of things, get educated. Start with what I'm telling you, but get way more educated. Talk to John Chrysa. So having said that, there are costs involved
in taking the reverse mortgage.
Thank you. Very good. So now having said that, most folks say, so what? I don't have to pay them back. They're just kind of rolled into the mortgage.
Points and origination fees.
And whatever it is.
Yeah,
sure, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever it is. And pick a number. Say it's $5,000. $10,000. I don't know. So let's say 10 to make it more dramatic, because I need to make an important point. If they're trying to sell the home and they get a reverse mortgage and they sell the home 30 days later, they got $200,000 out. Let's say it cost them $10,000. When you sell a home and you owe a mortgage balance, what happens at settlement?
You pay off the balance.
Thank you very much, which means they borrowed it for 20 minutes.
They took $200,000 for 1 month, and it cost them $10,000 to do it.
$10,000. And then they're thrilled because they sold the house, but then they have to pay it off. And in net, they're out of pocket $10,000. This isn't good. This isn't good. Now, there may be a way to avoid that.
I think they'd be interested in that.
I would hope. If indeed what I'm understanding is correct, I'm reading between the lines, they're moving to the shore home, they might be able to use the shore home as the basis.
Move in there now.
Yes.
Now it's my primary.
Now, exactly. And now we can turn our attention to the shore home. We may want to finagle a little bit. There is a mortgage on the shore home. We may want to refinance our primary residence in Pennsylvania and pay off that mortgage on the shore home. A couple different moving parts that they might look at. But if it is indeed their intention of moving to the shore, as that's going to be our retirement home, that becomes their primary residence. They're 62 and over. They can create a reverse mortgage. They may use the reverse mortgage, by the way, to pay off existing mortgages. Maybe they do that. Maybe they use it as a line of credit. Maybe they use it as a safety net. They can use it any way they wish. Any way they wish. But under the current circumstances, I would not recommend, unless situations are far different than I suppose here, I would not recommend that they use that against their Pennsylvania house.
It sounds like the reverse mortgage is those fees are a consideration unless you are planning to stay here.
Oh, absolutely.
We're here.
Yeah, one of the huge advantages of working with my friend John at AFC is that he has been trained by his dad and by his the entire team has the same philosophy. We are thrilled for you to have a reverse mortgage if it's exactly right for you. And if it's not, we're going to raise our hands. We're going to explain to you why this doesn't really fit you. And we're going to invite you not to do that. Even though you may walk in saying, hey, I heard about it on Gene's show. Gene's the brightest guy I know. And
where do I sign?
Exactly. Yeah. 780 years of experience. How do you beat that? And let's get going. John's still going to walk you through the whole process. He's still going to do his deal. Because it's not important whether Gene thinks you should. It's really important whether John thinks you should. That's the kind of counsel that you're looking for. This is very important stuff.
That's important.
Yeah.
And something you wouldn't normally consider that when you're just walking into it.
No.
Of course there are costs, of course.
And now put that question aside for a moment. Let's pick on your mom and dad for a second. Just for a second.
They're not listening. That's fine.
God bless.
They're out shoveling somewhere.
no question about that. You have brothers and sisters?
I do. Two sisters.
If your mother and father said to me, we're thinking about a reverse mortgage,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, got it. I would give them all the same basic context we just talked about. And then I would add another question. Of your three children, which is most likely to live in this house when the two of you are gone?
Would you like me to answer it on their behalf?
Yeah, please.
None.
Ah. Well, now then, we're still on track to do a reverse mortgage.
Interesting.
Because if they said to me, ooh, our youngest daughter has had her eye on our house, and there's absolutely no question that when we pass away, she's going to move into the house, that makes a reverse mortgage a very difficult thing.
Because now you're passing on the cost, the money you took out of the house to her.
Exactly. Again, let's use a different set of numbers. The house is worth $300,000. We borrowed $150,000 on a reverse mortgage. Blessedly, we had it for 10 years. So the interest accumulated, and let's say the interest was $75,000. Now we owe $225,000 against the house that hopefully now is worth $350,000, and we pass away. If your sister's going to live in the house, she's got to write a check to somebody to pay off that mortgage.
Well, she takes a mortgage to pay off the mortgage.
If she is able. Now, picking on your sister, that's not fair because we don't really know her circumstance.
No, it is fair. Go ahead. Pick away. Absolutely.
So, and as you might recall, even though it's now a cold day in hell that you're back mm-hmm. here. As you might recall, our key phrase in every answer is...
It depends.
It depends. So it depends. If it depends on the fact that my sister is living in this house because she just flat out loves it, financially she's fantastic, life is grand, can she borrow a lot of money and get a big mortgage when she's 60, 65 years old? Sure, no problem. Then, yeah.
How about it?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, the reverse might... Or not reverse... A very different set of circumstances might be in play. One of the reasons, quite often the reason, let's take your mom and dad off the picture now. Let's talk on someone that we're counseling who just came in off the street. And they're describing that they have two children. One, their son is doing fantastic. Would he live in this house? Oh, goodness, no. He owns his own home. He loves his home, loves his school district, loves the kids are hunkered down. No, he would never live here. Your daughter, she's had a hard time. She's had struggles. Currently renting, would love to own a home, can't really swing it, down payment, savings, just not going to work. But if we passed away, it would be lovely to think that she could move here and have her own home.
Take care of her.
Could she borrow a $200,000? No.
Not likely.
No. So now the discussion is you can certainly do the reverse mortgage, but it will almost certainly prevent your daughter from being able to move here because at your passing, the house will need to be sold in order to pay off the mortgage. Because it says reverse mortgage.
Does say that.
It's a mortgage. It's like every other mortgage, except the monthly payments are optional. You don't have to make the mortgage payment.
They're optional for now. Somebody's got to pay it at some point.
It is deferred. That's exactly right. Somebody's got to pay it. That's exactly right. And it may be you. You may decide, hey, I borrowed it a couple of years ago. You know what? I came into money. My cash flow is way better than I thought.
You looked out the window this morning and said, Florida.
I'm out of here. I'm selling the house. I'm paying it off. I paid it off. Or, hey, I'm gone. My daughter moved in. She wants to keep the house. She's got to figure out how to pay it off. Or
the estate.
The estate. Exactly right. Somebody's going to pay it
Somebody
off.
Somebody pays it.
What you borrowed plus interest. Plus interest. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. If you've got a question for yours truly or Mr. Scott Barr.
What would they ask me?
Oh, they could ask you all kinds of stuff. You're a fascinating guy. By the way, before I forget, because you talked all over it, happy birthday to Maddie. Happy birthday
happy
to Madison.
Happy birthday, Madison, yeah.
And 3 weeks ago, we would have been saying happy birthday.
Kaylin. Yeah.
KK.
Yeah.
And... 17, she is?
17 and 18.
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Our girls are 17 and 19, right there.
They love each other, too. I mean, they're back and forth on their Instagram things all the time. And
It's Yes, and it's the kind of thing that as a parent you go, thank God.
I'm glad they're texting back and forth in the back seat when I'm driving them somewhere. I really don't want to hear
please
this.
Don't get me started. 610-720-7900. The market's very volatile again this week. We'll talk about that in a bit. We announced last week we're going to be starting a new program. Bobby Williams and I spent a little bit of time this week looking at our in-studio for a live studio audience. We can hold 40 people. It's going to be fantastic. Wow. John's got a board in the back of that room that makes him look like a maestro.
At the world headquarters?
Right here.
A live audience
in the world headquarters of iHeartMedia and Clear Channel Radio and WAEB right here, live studio. You don't even know about this.
I have no idea.
We're going to talk more about that after the break. If you are, as most, literally most, 70% of you out there are going, I think I have a will. I think it was written on parchment. It's 58 years old. It might need a little refreshing. Or, you know what? We just never got around to it. We have a way that you can get yourself started in the right direction on creating your estate absolutely free. That's pretty exciting stuff. And Chris Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You saw the show.
I was there.
He is a mind freak.
He is a mind freak. By the way, he hasn't been ripped like that for 12 years. I'll tell you right now, this guy's. Although he looks great, looks fantastic. My wife's on the way home Googling, going, "Ooh, he's 47. He looks fantastic. Oh my gosh!" I went, "Nice, thanks. Uh-huh. Got it."
Yes, he does.
By the way, the four girls with him never even noticed. Oh my gosh. Folks, 610-720-7900. Are you interested in retiring? Because in the next half hour, Scott Barr, Mr. Everyman, Gene Dickison, your personal financial advisor, we're going to start talking about a couple different questions around the issue of retirement. If you want to join in, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com or 610-720-7900. Back after this on More Than Money.
Keep on giving for your kindness. I'm over your head, I confound you and astound you to know I must be one of the wonders that don't be ashamed. And as far as you see, you can offer me no explanation.
Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickison, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It is January the 24th. Happy to offer you our 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. All you need to do is reach out to us at 610-720-7900. Again, 610-720-7900. Happy to serve you. Gene@askmtm.com works very well as well. And you can certainly go to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, listen live, and or hit the Ask Gene button, send me an email as well. We've got a couple of those we'll take a look at here momentarily. Joining me in the studio, Mr. Scott Barr, once again.
Happy to be here.
Westchester baseball, you're promoting once again. Oh. Even though, come on, it's history, dude.
Nah,
it's
you
a
know
long
what?
Time ago.
This is my first spring in 19 years without opening day.
Wow. Jackson's not going to play this year?
He says no.
What's he going to play?
I don't know. Soccer? I think maybe
piano?
Golf. I'd like to start him.
Piano?
You know what? Why not a
Why
musical
not?
Instrument?
Oh,
absolutely. But I haven't been at a driving range in probably 7 years. And if he is willing to stand there and swing a golf club, maybe I'll get back in the swing of things, so to speak.
If you need some instruction, let me know. There was a time.
There was?
There was a time. And the time still arrives occasionally. All you golfers out there going, no, I got that. I understand. I got it, brother. You got three holes in a row going, two pars and a birdie.
That keeps you coming back. Yeah.
I'm back, dude. And I know how this game apps. Now I got it. I finally figured it out. What, a snowman?
Yes.
What's the maximum score a guy's allowed on this hole? It's, oh, my Lord. Really, really bad. 610-720-7900. We were at Criss Angel on Tuesday night.
At the State Theater.
At the State Theater, my home away from home. Fantastic performance. Great. He's a great entertainer. Is he an illusionist? No question. Does he do great stuff? Sure he does. But he's entertaining. Mm-hmm. My wife found just the way he looked to be entertaining because the guy's ripped. I get that. And I didn't notice the four girls with him. Anyway, the illusions were fantastic. The comedy was great. The music was great. The whole thing was great. My dear friend, Shelley Brown, who married to another dear friend, Dan DeGito, or Dan Brown, whatever. I know that Dan or Shelley had to be kind of out of her mind for the first show. Were you at the first? You were at the first show, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So the first show, he has pyrotechnics.
Oh, boy.
So the fire
in the State Theater.
Yeah, so the fire department has to, like, make sure everything's cool.
Oh, boy.
The theater's supposed to open at 5. My lovely bride and I, Diane and I, get there about 5:30, 25 to 6. The line is 4 blocks long because the fire department has not cleared the theater. And it's cold.
Oh, boy.
And we're waiting in line.
Boy.
And it's just... Now, here's kind of... And this is one of the reasons why I love the State Theater. One of the reasons why I love Shelley Brown. One of the reasons why I love the patrons of the State Theater. Because... And I'm every bit as guilty as the next guy. If I had a reservation at a restaurant and I went in, and they went, we had a little bit of a problem, you're going to have to wait like an hour and 15 minutes out in the cold, I'd go, yeah, I got lots of places to eat. See ya.
Yeah, McDonald's just jumped to the top of that
exactly.
list.
Exactly. I'm out of here. And by the way, never coming back.
Correct.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys can't figure this out. I went to the front of the line because I'm that kind of guy. I left my wife at the end. No, I didn't. I did, but I went to the front line to find out what's going on, found out, start walking back. I'm passing now hundreds of people, some of which have already been standing out in the cold for 45
longer
minutes.
Longer than you. Sure.
Oh, way longer.
They were in front of you, after all.
And to their discredit, not bright enough to walk up and find out what's going on. So, so
you,
whatever.
On the other hand.
I, on the
right
other hand.
Front.
Right to the front. Because I'm wearing a suit. What are they going to do? If you're wearing a suit,
and
you get
you're nosy.
In. Yeah. I like that.
Stop.
I can live with that. I can absolutely live with it. So I go to the front line. I find out. So I come back, and I'm working my way back the line now. About every 17 people, somebody goes, Gene, hey.
I saw you on the radio.
Yeah. No. They don't say stuff like
that. I would say that.
Because they're really smart people. Hey, what's going on? And I explain it. So it takes me, like 15 minutes to get back to Diane. Because I'm explaining to dozens of people along the way. Now, here's, because you know, people are, they've been out, they're cold. So you got to know they're really not happy.
Yeah.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong.
No kidding.
And I was, and you know what? I should have understood that because my reaction was their reaction, which was, oh, I get that. Darn, that's a shame, but no big deal.
Not going to burn the place down.
First of all, it's a State Theater. We love it.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's Criss Angel. Holy crap.
We'll wait for that.
Exactly. Quality again, the kind of quality stuff that you just go, you know, I can wait in line for 40 minutes. And first of all, it's not snowing. There's no 12 inches of stuff or slice. So it's all good. But I'm in Easton to see one of the best entertainers on the planet.
Easton.
They brought one of the best entertainers on the planet. Yeah. And the fire department's saying, we don't want to burn down the theater we love. We get that. So I'm explaining. People go, oh, that's cool. There wasn't as much as a grumble in line. And I'm hearing, and I'm, now, obviously, the people I'm explaining this to are friends.
Mm-hmm.
But the people listening, because people eavesdrop, they're in line. Are you kidding me? They're 7 inches away and there's 25 people. So they're like going, hey, what's going on? Well, let me explain it to you. 17 sets of ears. They're all going, oh, that's cool. Got it. Thank you. Hey, thanks. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people going, hey, that's cool.
Makes sense.
Well, it does make sense, but I thought about that later, and I thought, and of course, Shelley Brown came out and introduces and welcomes and does all that stuff and apologize for the delay. And there wasn't like boo. There was none of that crap. There wasn't. There just wasn't. And I know Shelley. She's fantastic. And she likes everything to be exactly as it should be. Kind of like a financial advisor. You know, if I say to you it's going to be $1,000 a month and it's 910, that's not right. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy mm-hmm. about that. And you're going, it's close. No, gosh, close. So I know she's unhappy. Doesn't matter. She's a pro. Comes out, does her introduction, does her fantastic. Everybody's fine. And I thought about that later because I know that she's like, wish that was. And the reality was that in almost every circumstance, like today, you were committed to show up today.
I was.
If you did not, you and I have history.
We do.
I would say, I get that. He's got a family. He's all the way over in Macungie. He's got stuff, and the weather's nasty. And, hey, Gene, I'm struggling. I really can't. Okay. That, no issue whatsoever. Because you've earned it. We've got this. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was with the State Theater. The State Theater has done so much to build that, what do they call that? That trust capital with their clientele. And there are very, very, very few one-offs at the State Theater. Very few folks who come in and go, yeah, I don't know. I heard there was a show. I guess I'll try it. No, it's what, 85% family. And if it wasn't so busy going through the line as you're handing out tickets, I would have gotten a hug. Because I get hugs from this one lady. She's very nice. And my wife gets hugs. Hey, welcome. Fantastic. They have earned that capital that gives them a pass when there's the occasional oops. And there wasn't as much as a grumble.
And Shelley didn't eat into that capital because she didn't come on stage and say, hey, I know you were out there. Yeah, well.
Oh, gosh, no, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons. And you know what? And I don't know how they came up with that idea. I don't know what the original thought process was. It says, hey, you know what? Before every show, somebody should come out and say hi. Somebody from the State Theater. Now, to be fair, Shelley Brown's like the perfect person to do that. Oh, but Denise has done it, and Jamie's done it. Lots of folks done it, and they do great job. First time I think Denise did, I think she threw up backstage.
Yeah.
Because she was nervous, really nervous. Now she's really good at it. Everybody, they're good at it. They're really good at it. Shelley's the best. She's the best. Because it's, again, it is putting a friendly face to a piece of real estate. Because you walk into the State Theater, especially if you've been there if this is your first time, and you're going, goodness gracious, this place is cool.
It is totally cool.
And you're already there for a cool reason, because it doesn't matter what chair you're going to. We've seen everything. They're fantastic. If it's Chris Angel, you're going nuts. If it's Christmas Carol, because you want your heart to be warmed right to the bottom, it's fantastic. It doesn't matter. You're there for good reason. But you walk in that thing and go, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. And then you have this wonderful warmth. Now, why am I talking about all this?
Why are you talking about all this?
Lots of our listeners are either business owners or they wish to be business owners. And there are lessons to be learned here that are so dramatically important. I don't even know how to. I don't think you can overstate them. Number one, you have to have a face. You have to have I don't care what the product is. You say, well, of course there's a face. It's a theater. Dude. Well, this is radio. There's no quote-unquote face. But let's be honest, Bobby Gunther Walsh is the face of WAEB.
Absolutely.
Lots of the rest of us borrow the airtime that Gunther creates, so to speak. What if you're a plumber? Well, gosh, if you're a plumber, you should... forget the plumber's crack reference. Yes, I get that. Gosh, you guys are so bad. There's a face. There has to be a personality. There has to be. And you know what? For every plumbing company that you know what, limps along because there's no real personality to it, there's like Esagentis.
Sure.
These guys, sure. They have soul. They have personality. They have Steve, great guy. But even the people that show up, I've told the story a dozen times on air. We have a very active office. We need our bathrooms. And we need them to work. And one day we came in and one of the girls went, bathroom's not working. This is bad.
Big deal.
This is a big deal. At Sagentis, be there in under an hour. They were there in under half an hour. Hey, ouch. What you're looking for, nasty, tough to find, really not sure. And I'm going, oh, my heart's just pounding. Might take us 3 or 4 hours. I'm thinking days, weeks. He goes, might take us 3 or 4 hours. Comes back. In under 2 hours, it's done, finished. Here's the bill. And I look at the bill, and I couldn't care less what it says.
Sure, sure.
Because the service, the way the it was trust. Trust. The human side of a business is what creates trust. I can't have trust in a building. I can't have trust in a wrench. I connect to people. And what Shelley has done by putting a face to that, the State Theater, and to her credit, not just her face. Lots of folks know Denise. Lots of folks know Amanda. Are you kidding me? Amanda sat right behind me at the show. And I walk in and I go, Amanda. And I get a hug. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. And to be perfectly fair, all right, we stole a lot of their ideas at our company.
Well, they're not State Theater ideas.
Well,
they're executing on great ideas that have gone through corporate America's best companies.
But for all you know, they are State Theater ideas.
For all we know, they execute them in a State Theater kind of way.
I just thought I should point that out.
Yeah. I'll tell you another one they did is everybody in line did care that they were standing out in the cold. Shelley may have cared more. When it hits the fan.
Oh, you know what? Thank you. That's fantastic. That's another key business lesson.
That's where I'm going with that.
How about care? Yeah, fantastic.
When you make a mistake, and you will, when it hits the fan, whether it's your fault or not, as a business, as a representative of a business, you better care more than that client does.
And be willing to express it.
Express it and, well, fix it. I mean,
and to the whatever
to the extent that
you can
and then some.
Yeah.
Outside your little box of what, you know, what is typically encompassed in your day to day. Get out there. Let them know you care about it. I'm so glad you called. And I mean, we just went through a holiday season where a lot of people went back to the store and said, you know, I got this thing. It's not quite right. They need to care more than you do. And you'll go back there. And how often do we see that, boy, that's just not necessarily the case. Talk about good customer service. Doesn't that boil down to how much do they care? Doesn't it?
It really does. Now, and I'm going to go a completely opposite direction here for a second, then we're going to go to the phones. 610-720-7900 as the phones light up. I have a half a dozen emails that I will answer. And then, but this one went to the head of the list because it's offensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't get offensive emails.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Get out.
Yeah, I don't usually highlight them because they don't usually, like...
Well, they're so much more fun. For
me. Yeah, not always. For example, this one says, oh, my God, OMG. Is this going to be a one-hour infomercial? Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. Infomercials generally, and I've seen my share of infomercials. A guy comes on and says, I want to sell you something. And I'm going to talk nonstop for the next hour. And if you call now, we're going to double your order. Call now, double your order. Pay separate shipping and handling. Have we even talked about MTM Financial Group?
We have not.
Okay.
We have not.
So the word
first
infomercial.
First time you said MTM, I think.
Yeah, it may very well be. So, So infomercial makes no sense whatsoever.
Infomercial about the State Theater, I think, is where that's heading.
Is that where that's heading?
That's where that's heading.
Yeah, I would suggest that you...
Because, frankly, you're allowed to do a one-hour infomercial about MTM. 2 hours.
Here's the problem. The State Theater doesn't need my help to sell the State Theater. But if this gentleman, I use the phrase loosely, because I don't know the guy. Could be, maybe not. Isn't really paying attention. Because... What we're talking about is the State Theater, sure, as an example.
Of?
of really important lessons to be learned.
Of wow.
And you know, of wow, thank you. That's a great word, of wow. And you know what, if you don't get that,
that's okay.
God bless you.
That's okay.
I don't think that says nearly as much about us as what it says about him. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to David. David, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Actually, I love your show. Ah. I love your repertoire on different things.
So. Thank you so much. You're very kind. How may we serve you?
Yeah, great. Well, I'm not always home on Saturday, so I'm glad I got to listen to you. I'm thinking of I get an opportunity to roll over my 401k into an IRA. I've never done that before, and I have $67,000. And the bank, I always like, I've dealt well with PNC. Like I said, they've been very personal with me. And so, but they want to go into an MFS allocation fund. You know, I have a choice of different, you know, funds of growth or moderate. Their fee, the initial sales charge fee is 4.75. Now, does that seem like a reasonable or fair, what's in the market? Or, and then their annual fee for management is about 1%, you know, which doesn't seem too bad.
David, it is, in my opinion, it's unfair.
Okay.
Most quality financial advisors would agree with half of what you've told us, meaning they would agree with the 1% per year. What they would disagree with is the 475 up front. Most financial advisors that I would consider to be top tier, and by the way, top tier is available to anybody listening out there. Don't hear me and think, well, top tier is for somebody who's got $1 million to invest. It doesn't matter. You could have $25,000 to invest. You can get a top-tier financial advisor, and they're going to charge you 1%, 1.25% in that ballpark per year with no upfront fee.
Oh, okay.
So this $475,000, which on $67,000 is something in the ballpark of $2,500 lost off the top immediately.
Right, that was what I was thinking, that almost $3,000. Yeah,
you wouldn't lose that.
Okay, that sounds good. So, like I said, I just went to them, and I don't know if it was their fee or the MFS fee, you know, the initial, I guess they called it the initial initial sales charge they had here listed as initial sales charge.
And David, it is undoubtedly the MFS fee that they are being paid. MFS, yes, would collect the 475, but the vast majority of that goes to PNC and then the sales representative. The person who you're discussing this with is not a financial advisor. They are a salesperson. They are selling MFS. In a $67,000 portfolio properly invested by a quality top-tier financial advisor, you would not see all your money in MFS. You would see some of your money in T. Rowe Price. You would see some of your money in Vanguard. You would see some of your money in Fidelity. You would be broadly diversified across a number of different investment companies because they would all be no load, no commission companies. MFS is 100% commission-based. It, in my opinion, you can do far better.
Okay, that sounds good. So where where would I first call to get a quality financial advisor for, you know, that amount of money I want to roll over?
Yeah, here's what we're going to do, David. We'll give you a call on Monday. We'll set up a time that you can talk to one of our advisors, and we'll give you an entire list of options of both the advisors you can deal with and the types of investments you might consider when you do this rollover, because in addition to what you and I have discussed here, the sales opportunity and the investment opportunity, there are other options as well, all of which you should be familiar with before you make the choice.
Oh, well, that would be great. Yeah, okay, Monday would be, actually, I'm off on Monday, and the rest of the week I work, you know, I work these really 13, 14-hour days, right?
Ooh.
Monday I'm off, so Monday would be great. If someone could call me, I'd appreciate that.
We'll do that for sure. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Victor. Victor, good morning, sir. You're on More Than Money.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you?
I have a question, perhaps not about investing, but a question about a letter I got from the U.S. Department of Commerce, Bureau of Economics and Statistics Administration, U.S. Census Bureau.
Okay.
And the first line says, a few days ago, field representative Marianne Apley of the U.S. Census Bureau tried to interview your household for National Crime Victimization Survey. Two things that kind of raise my question. First of all, the letter was addressed to Jane Doe, which seems a little strange.
Yeah, more than a little, right?
Yes, particularly in view of the fact that my wife, Margaret, passed away last March.
Goodness.
So, you know, that's... And the other thing, I was, off the top of my head, I was under the impression that the U.S. government mail goes postage free, and this has a 48-cent postage meter stamp on it that says official business and official business all over. So it looks authentic, but then there's a couple of things that's sort of suspicious.
Victor, I would be very happy to look at that for you. It's one of my quirky hobbies that I like to see material that in my gut instinct is telling me is bogus. I like to see it to see if I can figure out what they are using that's clearly bogus. They're absolutely trying to give you the impression that they are an official arm of the government. Perhaps they are. I don't know that for a fact. But if you're able to share that with us, either by mail or by... or by fax or by dropping it off, I would love to see that. And I bet I can figure out why that's something you don't want to respond to.
Okay. I have your address, and I'll put it in the mail.
You know what I'll do is I'll have one of our team call you Monday morning and give you all that, and we'll get that from you.
I will be here.
Thank you, Victor. You're very, very kind. 610-720-7900. We go back to the phones. We talk to Kirk. Kirk, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How may we serve you?
I just thought of one additional question, but my original question was, I have a home, I owe $90,000 on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, $80,000, my wife just told me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to, in the near future, buy a ranch home.
Okay.
So I don't have to keep going up and down steps all the time.
Sure.
Anyway, I have $22,000 sitting in the bank from a settlement. Now, what's the best course of action? Should I pay down this house with the 22, or should I hold it and put $22,000 as a down payment on the new house?
Very good. Do not pay down your mortgage. Keep the money to the side until you've sold your house. That way you'll know what you may or may not need out of that 22 to help you buy your new home. If you pay down your mortgage, you don't have a choice. Keeping money in cash gives you lots of flexibility. Kirk, we'll do the same thing as we're doing for Victor, as we're doing for David. We'll give you a call Monday morning, and we'll follow up and make sure we give you all the counsel we can. My apologies. We're up against a hard break. That's the voice of an angel. That's Natalie Merchant telling you Fox Network News is on the way, top of the hour. If you're just joining us, you just missed the first hour infomercial of More Than Money. Stick with us, because as we've just done for three callers and an emailer, we'll answer your questions as always. 610-720-7900 or email gene@askmtm.com. We're back after this on More Than Money.